With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And Mark, thanks for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Senior NBA writer, ESPN's The Undefeated. Spears, I got the comment of what this guy wants to talk about, and it says Steiny's not making any sense, and then the guy gets on the air, and it's that wasn't what he wanted to say at all.
Bright lights came on. Bright lights came on for Andre. He knew he didn't want that kind of matchup.
He didn't want to come down. To come down your road. Now Spears, if he says, "Hey, you guys are not making sense," and Spears will come on and say, "Hey, you guys are not making sense. What's going on, buddy?"
Y'all need a hug.
We're gonna hug it out. We got plenty of day left to hug it out.
Andre, they calling you out, bro. You gotta call back, do your call over, and say what you're gonna say, man. You can't let them put you throw you on the streets like that. Call back, Andre. Call back.
Appreciate it, Spear. Mark, we were just look. I'm gonna throw this one at you. If it's July 1st at 12:01. And
you guys are so consumed with this. Golly.
No doubt. It's almost better than the games. It's better than the games right now, Mark.
Every time I come on, I never get asked about the team or DeMarcus.
Oh, we're going to ask you about the team.
I'm not.
It's about July. But let's go ahead. I'm giving you a hard time.
I'm going to ask you about the team, but first I'm going to ask you about July 1st. If it's July 1st and it's 12:01 and you're Klay Thompson, and you don't get a full max offer from the Warriors, are you ticked about it, and what's your reaction to it?
I mean, I expect them to. I don't see why they wouldn't. And the reason why there's more pressure to do it is because of all the interest, not only league-wide, but most notably with the Lakers. So I would think they'd be smarter than that. To say that they won't have the money to pay him would be laughable with all the money that's about to be raised just from moving 8 miles. So I expect Klay to be taken care of. I mean, obviously the respect in the league is strong. A lot of people probably didn't think he was going to make the All-Star game, and he did. So he's just too valuable a weapon. You saw that last game on what the Warriors missed. Because not only is he a great player, but he makes it easier for Durant. He makes it easier for Steph to get shots because you got to worry about him too. So I definitely expect him to be taken care of.
Mark, the trade between the Knicks and the Mavericks, Porzingis goes to Dallas for Matthew Smith Jr. and DeAndre Jordan. Conventional wisdom is that they've got two max spots open. I'm talking about the Knicks, and one of them's sitting there for Kevin Durant. Do you look at that trade as having a tentacle in the whole Kevin Durant free agency?
I mean, you got to remember that Scott Perry, the general manager of the Knicks, they worked together in Seattle. Scott Perry was assistant GM with the Sonics, Kevin's rookie year, so there's definitely a relationship there. They go back. There's a lot of respect there. Do I expect Kevin to listen to their sales pitch? Sure. Yeah. The thing with Kyrie is more curious, man, because, you know, I worked in Boston, and you don't make that city a promise and then turn away from it. You know what I mean? And then you're going to go to, like, a hated rival.
Yeah.
I feel nervous for Kyrie walking the streets of Boston right now. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm being serious. I mean, that's not the right city to make that kind of comment and then walk away from. But I hope that nothing happens. I don't want anything to happen. I just know how Boston is and how rabid the fans are. And I'm curious to how they're going to react to him the next game, but you know, New York put themselves in the position today to make a big splash. They did a couple years ago too. So it sounds good, and they got the spaces, and I expect the Kyries and the Cousins and the Irvings and the Butlers all to listen. Whether they can convince those guys to come is a different story. And, you know, the one thing that we got to remember, and I know the free agency stuff is juicy and good to talk about, but it's really hard to speculate how somebody's going to feel on July 1st. It really is. Because you got the playoffs, you got potential championships, you got potential drama. You just don't know. I mean,
Five months a long
really
time.
Speculation, yeah. And you know I'm messing with you, but that's my point. Like, I don't think Kevin knows what Kevin's going to do.
But you know
at the end of the season what you're probably going to do.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. What do you think has changed with Kyrie in Boston? Like, why has it gotten weird in your mind?
Yeah, it's very curious because, like, why do you make a statement that you're going to stay there, you want to be back, when you don't have to? Like, he didn't have to say that. They were stunned that he would say that. Like, he took away all his leverage. And Kyrie's a very bright person. Like, I was surprised that he would make that statement and then change his mind. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't heard Durant say, to his credit, I haven't heard him say, I'm definitely coming back. He hasn't said he's not, but he's left it open-ended. So for him, I think it's the youth of that team, the immaturity of that team. But, I mean, he's the veteran guy. He's the leader. He's the one that has to put them together. So, you know, I would like to see Kyrie point the finger at himself more and figure out as a leader how to get this team together rather than always say, well, we need somebody else to lead this group, or this group is young, and I'm disappointed in them. He's the star, so he probably needs to be more disappointed in himself.
Mark, do you think Anthony Davis will be traded by the deadline?
I hope so, man, for New Orleans' sake. You know, yeah, as you guys know, my family's from there, and you know how it is with smaller market teams. They don't like feeling like they're second fiddle. You just don't want that cloud the whole season, man. Like, wherever they go, that's the story, you know. And you got to do what's best for your team. And you don't, you know, you want to make the right deal, but do you want that cloud around you for another half a season? Like, it's going to be draining on the whole franchise. So, obviously, they got to make the best deal for them. But if that deal is sitting there, man, like, I respect what New York did. You're not going. We got 8 deals sitting on the table. This is the best one. Boom, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be here? Cool. I really think that the Pelicans need to do the same thing. And if Kyrie's talking about, you know, leaving Boston, I don't know that Boston is going to be able to make the offer that they're talking about making right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up in a Lakers uniform by the trade deadline.
And what do you think it ultimately takes? I know, you know, Adrian Wojnarowski had reported last night the first offer, and it was a you know, not really a compelling offer. What, Ball, Kuzma, Rondo, Beasley, and a first round pick. And I was watching Woj last night after the Denver Houston game, just kind of explain that, you know, the Pelicans find that underwhelming and they want, you know, more picks and maybe Ingram. And so how does that all get sorted out?
You know, you can't offer them the sky the first pick because you just got to, you know, that's business, right? That's business 101.
Sure.
You just hope they blink. If I'm the Pelicans and the offer is Ingram, Ball, Kuzma in a first, I'd do it. I'd move on and do it. I mean, and with Randall, they're basically like the Lakers team from 2 years ago without D'Angelo Russell, right? But I'd take that and move on. You got some exciting young players. You got a first. Move forward and start the healing process.
Hey, Mark, DeMarcus Cousins played 6 games now for the Warriors. Struggled a little bit the other night against Philly, but I think we all can agree he's been better than expected. If he continues on this trend and just keeps getting better, over the course of the rest of the season. Is he going to be one of these free agents that, you know, is he going to be back in the group with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard in terms of a free agent signings?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I mean, obviously, like, Durant and Kyrie are 1-2, right? And Kawhi, you know, they're 1-2-3. But he's right next. He's next in that group because you figure he's going to be healthier going forward. I think the Cousins that you see now today will pale in comparison to what you see in November of next year.
Right.
So does he get max? Maybe not, but Matt, you know, you've been around this for a long time. It just takes one team, man.
Yeah.
It just takes one team to believe in him and feel like he's worth it. And there's going to be some teams with some money. Like, what if New York gets disappointed? What if Kyrie stays and Kawhi goes somewhere else? And, like, what? The Clippers will have money. The Lakers will have money. New York will have money. You got different places that will have money that, like, if the Clippers' biggest pickup ends up being Cousins, that's not a bad deal, you know. And for Cousins, after losing out on so much money this year, he might just take – it might be attractive to take the team that actually does believe in you and is willing to give you it all. And so it just takes one to believe in him. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he got the max from somebody.
Mark, great stuff as always. And we'll see you tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, I just want to go back to the beginning, man. You guys are right. It's the hottest topic, honestly.
Appreciate it, Mark. Take it easy, buddy. All right. Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated. Great stuff as always here, Warriors this week on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.